President Trump is making some significant changes to his economic policy. He now says that China is not a currency manipulator. He now supports the Export-Import Bank. And he even says he may reappoint Janet Yellen as chair of the Federal Reserve. For more on why and what all this means for Trump's economic policy, we're joined by John Idsty, NPR economics correspondent. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
And lots to go through here, but let's start with China. During the campaign and until just days ago, Trump had been accusing China of manipulating its currency. Here he is during the campaign.
I'm going to instruct my Treasury Secretary to label China a currency manipulator, the greatest in the world.
But then yesterday, Trump told the Wall Street Journal that he changed his mind, that China isn't currently manipulating its currency. What's going on?
Well, Jeremy, I think the proximate reason for the shift is that at the end of this week, a report is due from the Treasury Department listing countries that are manipulating their currencies to boost exports. The broad consensus is that China hasn't been manipulating its currency for at least several years. And while it did so in the past, China actually more recently has been supporting its currency at higher levels. So if the president hadn't changed his rhetoric, he would likely have been in conflict with the findings of his own Treasury Department. So he changed his view to reflect the facts and avoid that.
And now is in conflict with what he has been saying for a long time, I guess.
Exactly.
So Trump also seems to be changing his mind about the possibility of reappointing Fed Chair Janet Yellen. Here he is on CNBC, again, during the campaign, responding to a question about Yellen.
Well, I have nothing against Janet Yellen whatsoever. I think she's been doing her job, and I have absolutely nothing against her. I don't know her. She's a very capable person. She has, you know, people that I know have high regard for her. But she's not a Republican. She's not a, you know, person that, you know, when her time is up, I would most likely replace her because of the fact that I think it would be appropriate.
And he has also made comments about how the Fed is being too political in what it's been doing, it that it was keeping interest rates artificially low during the Obama presidency to juice the economy. But in an interview with The Wall Street Journal this week, again, he said Yellen is not necessarily, quote, toast when her term is up in 2018.
Yeah, you're right. During the campaign, he criticized Yellen for boosting or holding rates low to boost the Obama economy. He actually called her actions at the Fed shameful. Now he says he likes low interest rate policy, which could help keep the Trump economy growing faster. It's hard to predict what this president will do. The Fed is likely to raise interest rates several times before Yellen's term is up next February. He may decide he doesn't like that. But at this point, I guess I'd still be surprised if he reappoints her.
Now, in that same interview with the Journal, Trump also said he thinks the dollar is getting too strong, which is an unusual comment for a U.S. president to make.
Yeah, it's true. Since Bill Clinton's presidency, the official policy of U.S. administrations was that they supported a stronger dollar. Now, that wasn't always good for U.S. exports, but the view has been that if presidents start talking about the direction they want the dollar to go, it could destabilize the financial markets. The dollar did decline a bit yesterday in the markets after Trump's remarks, but the market certainly didn't tank. So we'll see. Maybe his comments will put downward pressure on the dollar over the long term, or maybe it doesn't matter if presidents talk about the dollar.
Hmm. John, another big shift this week is that the president is now saying he does not want to eliminate the Export-Import Bank, which is a bank that finances and insures international companies that want to buy American products. As a candidate, he had said repeatedly that the bank was unnecessary and that it wasn't free enterprise. Now he's changed his mind. Do we know why?
Well, you know, as a populist during the campaign, Trump was basically calling it corporate welfare, the bank, which is in line with the view of many Republicans in Congress, some Democrats too. But it appears Trump has heard from multiple CEOs. He's been talking to a lot of them, including companies like Boeing, and hearing that the bank helps American companies export. And Trump said in his comments yesterday that it actually helps some smaller companies too. So I guess he's just changed his mind.
Why so many shifts in economic policy going on right now? Some people have pointed to Trump's advisor, Gary Cohn, who came from Goldman Sachs, as kind of a big influence on him right now economically. But do we know why all this is happening right now?
Well, you know, there's a lot of speculation that power is shifting in the White House and that Steve Bannon, a populist, is on the decline and that the influence of the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is on the rise. And I think Kushner's views are aligned with Cohen's views. They're both more centrist. And for the most part, I think the changes we're seeing from the president reflect a more centrist kind of conventional view. It may be a sign that Trump feels his populist ideas are also not playing well outside his base, and he may want to try to boost his approval ratings so he can get some things done.
Although I guess if he can change the policies this quickly, he could always change them back. So we'll have to keep an eye on what happens at the White House. John Idstey, NPR economics correspondent. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.